Welcome to this installment of Proudly Canadian, Proudly Local, brought to you by Efficiency First Insulation and Contracting. I'm speaking with Bethia Summers, Executive Director of the Pembroke Business Area. Bethia, welcome to the studio. Thank you for joining me today. Lots to discuss, so let's get right to it. Tell me, how did you get your start with the PBIA?
I came in as a part-timer, and then the executive director at the time was a great mentor. And then when she moved on, I moved into her position. So,
how did you know you had a knack for this type of a role?
I had a background in public relations, and which served well. I had also served on some community boards. I was on the parents' council at my kid's school. I had served on the library board, so I was also familiar with board structures because I am governed by a volunteer board.
So you clearly had the skills and the desire to fulfill the role, but beyond that, what does it take to really make an impact on the community and get businesses to want to come on board?
You have to have a passion for community, for small businesses, especially when you're in a traditional sort of business improvement area or downtown core, as we are in Pembroke, because they are different throughout the province or throughout the country. Some are more industrial areas and that, but our particular for this area, it's comprised of all small businesses, a lot of single owner operated businesses, a lot of building owners are the business owners and are the employees.
So you got a small business that's set up shop downtown, brand new to the area, still wet behind the ears. They're looking for direction. What's your advice right out of the gate typically?
I encourage them to talk about themselves. What I've seen over the years is people want to support people and individuals. People want to know other people's stories. They want to know, that it was their grandfather's hardware store and then they took it over and that. They want to know that, maybe on your off time you like to kayak, things like that.
So you've made your presence known. The PBIA is here for you. What other tasks do you see as being critical in your role?
In my job, I also try and keep the public informed that, oftentimes when people are going out for support from businesses, whether it's a donation for a craft or, for a fundraiser or something like that, it's those small mom pop shops that they go to first. It's the owners are, you're playing soccer with their kids are playing soccer with your kids or the people that you're seeing every day.
Now, I've heard some people say that they want to shop local and support the community, but when the big box store up the road has the same thing for half the price, how do you speak to that?
Sometimes, and I will be honest, sometimes things can be a little bit more costly when you're buying them close to home, but if you are looking 5-10 years down the road, it makes a difference. And, you might save a few bucks today, but in the long run, what is it going to cost you and your community?
As you know, the theme for today's chat is Proudly Canadian, Proudly Local, and very few understand that as being important better than you. What's the core message you try to convey when folks are deciding on where to buy?
Support local, and especially now, I think with supporting Canadian, a lot of our businesses do carry Canadian products. And that's just it. It's the money that you spend in your own community. The majority of it stays in your community.
But Thea, there's so much more we could talk about, but we'll have to leave it for another opportunity to chat. What last thought would you leave us with today?
I always say, you don't have to spend all of your money in downtown, but at least if you can make a conscious effort to spend some money, to shop locally with a portion of your money on a regular basis, then that will make a difference.
Ms. Summers, always a pleasure to talk to you, and thank you again for taking the time. You've been listening to Bethia Summers, Executive Director of the Pembroke BIA. This has been another installment of the Proudly Canadian, Proudly Local series. I'm Richard Evans. Thank you for listening.